Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. On this week's episode, we will discuss the ongoing chaos surrounding the special legislative session and the mounting pressure for Republican leadership to act. Buckle up for your preview of the week ahead in Texas politics. In order to discuss what's ahead over the next week for the Texas legislature, it's likely important to first discuss what has happened or not happened thus far. On Sunday evening into Monday of last week, rumblings between Texas Capitol insiders began surfacing of a potential exodus of Democrat lawmakers before the House was scheduled to convene again on Tuesday morning. Sure enough, many Democrat lawmakers were seen getting on a bus on Monday, which took them to an airport where a chartered plane was awaiting their arrival. That chartered plane eventually took them to Washington, D.C. It became clear when they landed how many of them had traveled there. Tuesday morning, the House attempted to gavel in. Because they were recessed and not adjourned, they were not required to do a roll call vote. Instead, a rarely used parliamentary motion, call of the House, was employed, which required 15 additional lawmakers to second. Once granted, the vote served as a de facto attendance roster, and it became clear that of the 80 votes that were had, 76 of them were Republicans, and only 4 Democrats had stayed behind. Those Democrats include State Representatives Ryan Guillen of Rio Grande City, Tracy King of Uvalde, Eddie Morales of Eagle Pass, and John Turner of Dallas. The motion also served to deploy the House Sergeant-at-Arms to search for all members who were not present and secure a quorum under warrant of arrest if necessary. The House has been left paralyzed since then, unable to conduct any legislative business both on the floor or in various House committees, all but dooming the legislative prospects for Governor Abbott's special session agenda until they return. Because the majority of absent Democrat lawmakers travel to Washington, D.C., there's very little to nothing that can actually be done. Texas law enforcement does not have jurisdiction there. Staging their own political theater, House Republicans have gaveled in every day since, singing various patriotic songs after the invocation and pledges, and generally loitering around the House floor where they have to receive permission slips from House Speaker Dade Phelan to leave. Some lawmakers have taken to social media to make videos of them searching for missing lawmakers, to include one who built a trap for those who busted quorum, complete with a pack of Miller Lite, something that was spotted in a picture of lawmakers who took the bus to the airport. Thursday, Speaker Phelan stripped the House Speaker pro tem, Joe Moody, a Democrat from El Paso, of his title as Speaker pro tem, a move that caused him to respond via Twitter by simply saying, "The most important titles in my life will never change. Dad, husband, El Pasoan. Nothing political has ever even cracked the top three, so nothing has changed about who I am or what my values are." Moody remains the vice chairman of the powerful House Calendars Committee. The move also caught the ire of the leaders of all of the Democrat-led caucuses in the House of Representatives, who issued a joint statement that read, "We know firsthand that Speaker Pro Tem Joe Moody has done more than any other member on the House floor to protect our chamber and the institution of the Texas House. It's unfortunate that Speaker Phelan has been unable to do the same." They went on to say, "We are a co-equal branch of government. When Governor Abbott decided to defund the whole legislature, Speaker Phelan was silent. There needs to be 76 members who decide who our next speaker is, and more than 60 are not there." Obviously, this was a veiled reminder that Speaker Phelan did not come to power by himself, and many coalitions brought him there, of which he would likely need their continued support to remain. On the same day, Phelan released a separate statement indicating that he was chartering his own plane to remain in Washington, D.C. on Saturday for any House Democrat lawmaker to board, once they coordinate with his staff to return to Austin. A short time thereafter, the leaders of all the Democrat-led caucuses replied with another joint statement that simply said, "The Speaker should save his money. We won't be needing a plane anytime soon, as our work to save democracy from the Trump Republicans is just getting started. We're not going anywhere, and suggest instead the speaker end this charade of a session, which is nothing more than a month-long campaign commercial for Governor Abbott's reelection. The speaker should adjourn, sine die. End quote. It should be noted that the lawmakers who issued both statements include Democrat State Representatives Rafael Anchia of Dallas, who also chairs the House Pensions, Investments, and Financial Services Committee, Chris Turner of Grand Prairie, who also chairs the House Business and Industry Committee, Nicole Collier of Fort Worth, who chairs the House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee, and Garnett Coleman of Houston, who chairs the House County Affairs Committee. In fact, 24 of the absent Democrat lawmakers are chairman and vice chairman of House committees, a position that Speaker Phelan himself assigned them to. Phelan continues to contend that he does not have the authority to strip absent lawmakers of their committee chairmanships, vice chairmanships, membership, and seniority privileges, even though some current and former lawmakers believe that he does. Both Governor Abbott and Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller have called on Phelan to strip lawmakers of their committee chairmanships in retaliation for their busting of quorum. Thus far, besides stripping Moody of his title, the only other thing that Phelan has done is submit a letter to absent lawmakers requesting they return their daily money allotments to the state treasury, something only a handful have actually done so far. Republican caucuses in both the House and Senate have been united in their messaging. They're attempting to craft the narrative that because Democrats remain absent, they will not be able to consider legislation that would provide for things like a 13th check for beneficiaries under the teachers' retirement system of Texas, or consider bills purporting to offer property tax relief, or bills protecting children. Though that's technically true, it's important to understand all of that in context. The same bill to offer a so-called 13th check was filed in the regular session that ended in May of this year. It was only filed in the House. The Senate did not even bother to consider it. It took the form of House Bill 3507, authored by State Representative Glenn Rogers, a Republican from Grayford. And even though it boasted 129 authors of the 150-member Texas House of Representatives, the bill died in the House Calendars Committee in April, as it was never put on a calendar for them to consider. In a press conference last week, Senate Finance Chairman Jane Nelson, a Republican from Flower Mound, indicated that in the regular session, they knew they didn't have the money available to provide for it. But now, during the special session, they do. That's somewhat rich, given that almost all lawmakers have at one point in time said that the number one issue they continue to hear about from their constituents is that of Texans complaining about their skyrocketing property tax burdens. Notably, no additional property tax relief was given during the regular session. It was barely even something discussed by lawmakers. Shortly after the regular session ended, the Texas Comptroller, Glenn Hager, announced an almost $8 billion surplus of funds available for the next biennium. Many have supported using all, if not most, of that surplus to provide for actual property tax relief that can be felt by Texans. Instead, the bills purporting to provide for that relief, as passed by the Senate, amount to nearly $750 million only. Less than 10% of that overall surplus, and ultimately would only come to about 0.25% reduction in property taxes per year. It's a ruse. Moreover, Republicans and Democrats made a big show about meeting with teachers last week, both in person and remotely, using them as political pawns in the current back and forth between lawmakers. Ultimately, it's the everyday Texan that's been left holding the bag. One thing is for certain. Only time will tell what actually happens. Publicly, absent Democrat lawmakers contend that they have no intention of returning to the state until at least the first special session is over, which would be in early August. Publicly, they say their goal is to convince the U.S. Congress and Senate to pass federal voting laws into effect curtailing Texas's attempt at omnibus election integrity reform. The governor employs statewide law enforcement like the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Texas Rangers, units used in 2003 when a similar quorum break happened and Democrats were found in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Abbott has said on multiple occasions now if they stay away long enough, he might have to declare their seats vacant and hold special elections to fill them. Perhaps that's hyperbolic. It does speak to the desperation and, frankly, lack of real options outside of political pressure to bring them home. Expect this week for remaining Republican lawmakers to continue to leverage social media and media outlets to continue participating in the overall political theater. The House will reluctantly gavel in and loiter, while the Senate will remain in waiting, having passed the entire legislative agenda of Governor Abbott's, as they continue to have quorum. It's possible Abbott announces something as well in an attempt to pressure them to return this week. Unfortunately, we'll just have to stay tuned. Do you know of someone who has stepped up as a citizen leader in your neighborhood or community? The 2021 Texas Conservative Leader Awards will take place on Saturday, December 4th in Irving, Texas. You can nominate someone for an award by completing the nomination form located on the TexasScorecard.com website or in today's show notes page by October 1st. You can also purchase tickets to attend yourself and surround yourself with conservative leaders from across the state. Make sure to check it out today. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on politics and policy, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, TexasScorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.